This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
And we're coming to you live from above Heineken River Deck at Pier 17, a beautiful day in New York City. Hello, everybody. It is Barton Hahn. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and we do have your calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We will continue talking to you about what is a big story of the day, a big topic in the NFL today, and one that will be a big topic next week, because next week is when the league is going to have their competition committee. It's got owners and executives and head coaches all coming together to discuss the roughing the passer penalties and try to figure out if they are going to need to make any more changes to it, positive or negative, reviews or no reviews. But one thing we know is, like, from the referee standpoint, this is what they're told, Bart. They're told, when in doubt, throw the flag. That part of it is a fact. Now, John Perry, I mentioned him, ESPN NFL rules analyst. He was on KJM this morning, and he talked about the roughing the passer situation. Now, as lately, it feels like this thing might be broken. His answer?
I'm not sure it's broke. Look, a couple of these are just incorrect calls, plain and simple. Nothing more, nothing less. The rule is very clear, very well written compared to what it was several years ago. They continue to try to create categories. And as an official, as a visual learner, visual training, you try to make every call fit into certain categories. Knee and below, neck and above, more than two steps. A few of these do not fit into any of these categories. And they're just errors and judgments, incorrect calls. They're not the first, and they will not be the last. Been there, done that. No one would like some of these more back, a redo, than the official that made the call.
And that's the human element that we talk about, baseball with umpires and every sport. Human element is the officials are human, and they're going to make mistakes. They're going to see something they thought they saw. They're going to miss things that they didn't see whatsoever. So with that in mind, Bart, the question now, you heard Jeff Saturday say it, he'd be all for review. What does John Perry think of maybe the making these roughing the passers reviewable? We have that?
No, absolutely not. Think about what we lived through with pass interference. Again, we go back to, these are humans. There will be mistakes. And if we try to put more in the hands of replay officials or sky judges upstairs, all you're doing is adding two things. Technology, which is great, but 17 more humans. Everybody has a different lens to this game. Players, coaches, fans, officials, we all view it a little bit differently. The more we can keep on the field, recruit better, train better, get them better, the better off the game will be, rather than put it in the hands of just more people, more potential for human error.
Well, I agree with him there.
Well, I'm glad that he's retired, because he sounds like a damn dummy to me.
Well, that's
like,
ridiculous. No, that's about? Ridiculous. What he's saying makes a lot of sense.
He's saying, why put more people for interpretation?
Why slow it down?
Who cares about slowing it down? This ain't baseball. Football games don't go forever. Has a clock.
I disagree with you. I completely disagree. You're like he just said, you're going to add more humans now?
Yep.
That's what you want. You want another person watching.
I want technology. I don't want some old man that's 40, 50, 60 years old.
Watch it.
Trying to find an athlete, one of the fastest athletes in the world. He's watching more than one thing and trying to make a judgment about what he think he saw in his rear view or what he think he saw flash before his eyes when he never didn't know it was coming. That's Mark. Impossible to put that whole thing on one human to begin with.
Okay. And as you remember what Jeff said, and I told you, Dan said this morning, roughing the passer penalties are down this season.
I don't care.
It is not it's not an epidemic.
So it's down, right?
Yeah.
There's
less of them.
It's down.
Which means defensive players aren't doing it, and they're not calling it.
But the ones that have been called have been catastrophic, and they have cost people games. So we got four.
One.
No. Yesterday, that could have cost them a game.
That did cost them a game.
It cost the Ravens the game. And it cost the Falcons an opportunity to win the game.
Yes.
So we're talking about within 5 weeks, we've already had three games.
Last night didn't cost anybody the game.
Okay.
The Chiefs won.
Well, the other two.
Yeah, the Tom Brady one, you could definitely argue.
And the Ravens won.
But
they gave them a 15-yard first down.
You cannot predetermine the outcome of that game. The Falcons, they would have had the stop. They would have gotten the ball.
How do we know
they would have scored.
Okay. Oh, wow. So if it's not the last play of the game, or if it's not stopping them to win the game, it was giving them the football back.
The problem with adding
review. So it did cost them the game.
I don't want review. You as a player want it because you want it to be right. Me as a viewer, as a fan, I don't want any more of this. I don't want a constant
stop it. Like you should be able to, just like you have two challenges, and if you get it right, you should be able to have a couple. You should be able to have a couple emergency. Like, no, I don't think this was rough.
You
the
just
passer.
Gave me a compromise. What you just did is a compromise.
I didn't say challenge everyone.
No, but
challenge the ones that are important.
You gave me a compromise. I didn't. No. All right. Now the idea was to review everyone. I don't want that. But you're saying that if I'm on the sideline, just like any other play,
and my people,
give me
and
the
my
ability.
Seen it, and I know that wasn't roughing.
Yeah, give me the ability to argue a roughing the passer.
Because guess what?
I can throw a flag on that if I don't think it was.
Guess what
that
happened?
That I agree with, but not everyone.
No, I said no. I didn't say everyone. I'm saying you should get two for roughing the passer specifically.
To a game?
Yes.
How many times are you going to rough them?
You get one, and if you get that one right, just like the other challenges, you're afforded
you
to be able
it.
To get another.
That's
exactly.
Fine. All right, that's
because
fine.
If they would have slowed that down, we had to watch it anyway.
That's fine.
Why they went and got in a huddle, we had to watch it anyway because they went and had a huddle and then threw the flag.
That's fine. Or call a timeout. If you get that, like, again, all right, Falcons, perfect example. Arthur Smith is sitting there. I got the stop. He throws the flag. I got my guy already reviewing it on the tablet, and he's going, no. He didn't do that.
That's what I'm saying.
And they go through the there has to be a protocol, just like what John said. It's above the neck. It's below the knee. Nope. All the checkpoints. Okay, throw the flag. Let's do this. Let's fight it so we can get off the field. That I agree with you. Right. I'm okay with that. I just don't want it to turn into like every time. We got to watch it now. Come on, man.
I mean, roughing the pass all their game anyway. It's not, you say they're down, so what are we talking about?
That's right.
Let's make sure that they're correct.
That's
because
the compromise.
Because they would have saw he had possession of the ball. Once he had possession of the ball, who cares about landing on top? He's the offensive player now.
You're right.
Once Chris Jones had the ball in his hand, he's the offensive player now.
Yes, and he had the ball before he went down.
Right. And so me landing
on
him.
He landed on him with the ball.
Right, so I got to hold the ball and then try not to fall. I'm trying to make sure the ball don't pop out when I hit the ground.
And he did.
And I put my left arm down.
But he did.
My point.
He did. He did the one-handed push-up. He was literally holding himself up. All the things that checked off. And then if you review it, in that case, I win. You're right. Now, the player doesn't get the penalty. You don't have any of that stuff. And then whatever happens possession-wise happens. Again, if you're the Falcons, that's a big deal.
And we need to, if you're the Ravens.
If you're the,
you know, tell me a 185-pound dude roughed Josh Allen. He 246.5. Man, if you don't get the hell out of here with that, that's impossible.
But that's
like my pit bull. That's like my pit bull come home like, yeah, I got my ass kicked by a chihuahua. Man, if you don't get the hell out of here.
You better go back.
Man, you better go take your ass back out
don't
there.
Don't come back until you have his collar
right,
in your mouth.
Exactly.
But that's football. We're making a joke here, but again, I just feel like don't take football out of football. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Don't take football out of football.
And I'm tired.
The whole notion of it is to hit people.
And I'm tired.
And who's the guy everybody loves to hit the most? The quarterback. Why does he get paid so much? Because he's the prima donna. He's the main attraction. And we're all out to get him.
Exactly.
That's the whole point. And if he survives because he can sling it and get touchdowns before you can touch him, that's what makes him special. That's what's so unique about this game. Name me another game. Well, you could do this. You can't do it. There's no other game where you could do that. Where I'm trying to stop you, and how I stop you is I can literally tackle you from stopping you from doing something. In hockey, you can hit somebody, but even in that sport, they've taken that away. Nobody hits anybody anymore in hockey. And that was one of the best things about that damn sport. They took that away because everybody's little now, and we don't want to hit any little people. No small players. Yeah. Every defenseman now is under 6 foot. And they're fast. Nobody hits anyone. So that sport, even though the offense is unbelievable, hockey has lost something because they don't hit people anymore. There's something compelling about physicality. That's what we love. That's what sports. But one thing we love is that you guys are bigger than life. And you can withstand a beating. And there's something inspiring about it.
Yeah.
It makes us root. You're taking that away now from the one sport that still had it left. That's the frustrating part.
That's why we got everybody going to go to boxing and MMA. I'm just lying. But listen, also, why
is boxing and MMA so popular?
While they're competing, and the competition committee is meeting, They need to talk about these defense players getting punched in their face. You talk about head trauma.
Fair.
Dude punched me in my chin.
Very fair.
With an open hand punch, and he waiting for it and winding it up, and they smacking the hell out of me in my head or
it's
my ear.
Fair.
And then I touch their face mask because I can't see what I'm hitting.
Yep.
Reason I touched his face mask because he punched me in my face, and his arms are longer than mine.
I've always
and I can't
wondered why
see.
The receiver can get away with hand fighting more than the actual corner can.
Yeah.
I've always wondered
how
that.
Do you get to punch me in the face with a stiff arm, and we always talk, oh, man, look, you see that stiff arm? The whole Josh Norman. Ha, ha,
yeah.
You see Chris, you see King Henry punch him out the club? Ha, 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 ha.
Well, we laughed about
then
it, too.
But what I'm saying is, soon as he reached to punch me in my face, he reaching out, he opening his ribs up, I get to punch him in the stomach and see how he liked that.
Trust me, everybody, that hurts. That definitely hurts.
You run up in there.
Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Save when you bundle motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. Visit Progressive.com. The number's 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. I'm tired of yelling at this guy. Let's let you guys yell at us. We continue with the calls on this. Let's see. We go to AJ in New York. Ahead, AJ.
Hey, what's going on? What's up, Bart?
What up? What'd it do?
Yo, what's good, man? I'm listening to the show. I'm baffled, man. It's amazing what programming does to human beings. Like, with all of these calls and all these rules changes, you actually have a caller. Correct me if I'm wrong. You actually had a caller call your show and say, what about the safety who's jumping in the pile? I'm at a loss for words. It's like we're not even talking about football anymore. It's crazy how soft this game has gotten, and the fans have actually gotten softer with it. Not everybody, of course. There's still football purists.
Yeah, you know
what?
I'll tell you what, AJ. I don't think fans have gotten soft.
Society's gotten soft.
No. What I'm saying, I'm trying to find out. Were there people? Obviously, it was Chris Jones' Chiefs fans. Nobody's gonna be mad. If you're a Raiders fan, you're just going, yeah, throw the flag. Like you're not really reacting. You only react because it's benefiting your team. But if you were apathetic to this because neither one of these teams that you're a fan of. I looked on social media last night. The outrage over the call was, 95% against why would you throw that flag? Like, so, AJ, I don't think fans are getting soft. I don't think fans want this. I don't. You heard Aikman. Like, none of them want this. But somehow, some way, it has crept into the game, AJ. But, he makes a great point, though.
And to the point, man, Tua tackle wasn't roughing the passer either. That's why it wasn't called. Like, I can't control that I'm bigger and stronger than you. I'm throwing you to the ground because that's what I'm supposed to do.
Who's to
it's not like
and
he,
we
he,
don't know that if Tua was hit the week before.
Right.
How much, is he 100% as he's getting thrown to the ground there?
Right, exactly. Because it's not like he picked him up. They took that out of the game. When you picked him up, you dump him on the head.
Yeah,
you kind of do the little skip jump and you pick him up with the belly to back suplex.
I know exactly what he's talking about.
We ain't belly to suplex and dudes. Both of the guys' feet are on the ground at all times.
No, you just lasso him.
Right.
That's all that was. That was just simply just a lasso and toss and he smacked his head. Look, it wasn't great to see.
Right, we need to make weight classes then. Well, you can slam guys your size. If somebody's under your size, you can't slam them.
Well, then you got to wear a different colored jersey
exactly.
If you're under 200 pounds. Let's continue. We go to Ohio and talk to Brandon.
Hello.
What's up, Brandon?
Yeah, I completely agree with what everyone is saying, but what about, 2 to 3 seconds after the ball is thrown? Then you got guys coming in, pushing the quarterback and throwing them to the ground, but I completely agree with, what y'all saying. QB's holding the ball too long, but what about 2 to 3 seconds after the ball?
That's already a rule,
let me tell you why the two steps is important and why when you're running 14, 15 miles an hour and you're 300 pounds, what happens if you try and avoid what's in front of you, what you're chasing, or you try and put the air brakes on. You blow your meniscus out, you blow your knee out, you blow your Achilles out, because you can't be going 24 miles an hour and then put the brakes on and just stop.
It's true.
So you pushing something actually helps you slow down, because if you keep running and you put the brakes on, you're gonna blow your ACL out, your MCL, your LCL, or you're gonna tear your Achilles trying to stop, because when you stop at that angle at that much force, and your feet and your cleats get stuck in the turf, you're going to blow something out. The fact that they keep going forward, it really allows the best scenario for both people.
You ever see indoor track?
Yup.
What do they put at the end of the sprint?
They put a damn big pad, the high jump pad,
and they jump.
They don't stop. They jump and leave their feet.
Yeah. And there's a reason for that. That's the only way to stop. because you don't have enough runway to stop, and you can't stop short. You will injure yourself trying to stop. We continue with your calls.
Ooh, he got pushed down so wet it's a shove. Get your little punk butt up.
Tennessee, Matthew. What's up, Matt?
Hey, talking about that Tom Brady tackle.
As soon as I saw it. Want me to get back to you? You good? You ready to go? I can put you on hold, come back to you.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good. You got me?
We're here for you. That's right. So go ahead, Matt.
Thank you, sir. When I saw that tackle, when I was growing up in my neighborhood, we all played football, you know, high school football, whatever. So we'd get together and play, you know, what we call backyard football, final field somewhere, get 10 to 12 guys. My best friend growing up, Chuck Johnson, was 6'3", 260. I was 5'9", maybe 150. And when Chuck and I was not on teams and he would have to tackle me, that's how he tackled me. He would grab me around the waist, mm-hmm. roll me over, mm-hmm. and put me on the ground.
Yeah.
A guy who I grew up with who loved me. That's how Grady Jarrett tackled Tom Brady, and they throw a flag and
And Brady kicked him.
That's what I'm saying. He kicked him in the balls. Like, if you watch, kicked him up in the balls. And, like, listen, this is the thing, right? I saw Patrick Mahomes talking this stuff, too. Like, I'm right here.
Yeah.
Like, all right, I would have went over there and punched him right in his face and showed him you are not who you think. I don't care. You are not who you – these little soft quarter, they emboldened. Because now they think they tough. When they being protected, he talking about, I'm right here. Man, I will knock the mohawk out your damn head, man. Who the hell, man, if you don't get your little Braxton from Jamie Foxx show up out of here, man, you ain't never been no tough dude, man. Now put these damn paws on you. You allowing these little soft offensive players to act like they tough because they protected. You need to get somebody punched in the face.
That's why we have,
stop doing it.
That's why we have five large men whose jobs are to put him in a cocoon and protect him. That's their job.
I swear to God, if that would have been me, I would have went over there and I would have took the L for all defensive players. They'd be getting at all these emboldened quarter. I would have punched him right in his face. Me and Patrick Mahomes probably about the same size, way about the same. I'd have punched him right in his face. Say, stay in the quarterback's place. When Brady kicked Grady Jarrett in the balls, he should have stopped, went back over there, grabbed Tom Brady by his helmet, and banged his head against the damn ground. You just kicked me in my balls?
My wife
don't appreciate that. I'm going to give you something to take with you.
I can't believe the official.
Kicked him in the balls with his cleats.
I can't believe
the
official.
I'd have banged his head against the ground.
How do you miss that? The kick was so obvious.
They wanted to miss it.
And it's not the first time. He has done that before.
Right. That was in Dominican Sue. That would have been in Dominican Sue stepping down on somebody's balls or stepping on somebody's ankle. They would have called it. But he's going to kick somebody up in his balls because I sacked you.
It cost Draymond Green a championship. Remember
man,
that?
He should have. Man, I would have banged Tom Brady's head through it. It would have been an indention in the ground. It would have been a chalk line. It would have been like Boys in Hood. Hey, y'all want to see a dead body?
We need to get
put a chalk outline on the side of his ass.
What'd you eat today? That's what you did. Boxing today.
I'm just saying, man. You got these dudes. These are offensive dudes who try to act like they tough when they don't really want no smoke. Patrick Mahomes, I'm right here. Okay, stay right there. I'll be right there.
Let's continue.
You ain't tough.
We go to Alaska.
Get your light bread butt up out of here.
And we talk to Danny.
Toast, sucker.
What's up, Danny?
Waga waga.
Hey, I'm going to change the subject to stop you two from arguing. What's wrong with the Raiders? Coach, QB?
Oh, there's a whole other topic.
Raiders?
Well, Darren Waller being hurt really hurt them a lot. I mean, they played very, very well. I'm saying, if they would have had Darren Waller, that's an added weapon to open things up. They were right there.
I thought they were right there. Like, Bart, and I think what Danny's trying to get to is something we haven't really gotten to yet as part of the story. Josh McDaniel is now 1-4.
Yeah.
But when you think about how they have lost, it's painful.
Yeah.
And he goes for it. If you were on their team.
That's so stupid.
You think that's stupid. Because I was wondering.
It's not a game. What's 1 point? Derek Carr
said in his head he was saying, let's go for two. When he looked at the sideline and saw that he was saying the same thing, he was like, yes, let's do it.
Why would you go for two?
I don't know. So you have the lead?
To be up by one?
I know. One by one means nothing. They have the ball and it's Patrick Mahomes. Thank you. That's what I was thinking. Just get a tie. And believe in your defense. Yeah. What Josh McDaniel was saying to his defense and Derek Carr, we don't believe in you.
Of course.
That's what that was. We are hemorrhaging
that defense
last three quarters,
Patrick Graham, we're not getting the stop. Patrick Graham that was some horrible
schematics. By the way, they got the stop.
Yes.
They got the stop.
So they would have been able to go win the game.
And they almost did. If Devontae Adams could have just held onto that ball, he bobbled a little bit before he went out of bounds, and they don't call that a first down. And then they try a pick play, and they pick each other. I don't mean to laugh.
Jammed into each other.
Jason Fitz is somebody I absolutely love. He is a Raiders fan, and the first thing I did was text him. He was feeling all kinds of emotions.
They were trying to run a little like a 7-8 switch. So it's like when both teams go vertical and then it's a 7-8, it's not a pick play. They try and give you a high-low version, right? So
it was a timing play, and he got jammed.
Yeah, Davante Adams was going to run a big post towards the goal line, and then
Renfrew
was going to run the corner route. So he'll be right on the, he catches and he go out of bounds.
Yeah.
So you're going for the big play or that play?
Right, and you have to pick one.
And then they got thrown into each other.
Yeah, all because I think it was Devontae got jammed.
Bum salad.
And so the timing was off, and they ran into each other, and it's just that's absolutely painful. But that's the result of you not taking that point. If you get that point, that play means nothing. Right. All right, whatever, let's go to OT.
Exactly.
But that, you ask what's wrong with the Raiders. I mean,
analytics is what's wrong with football.
That's part of it. Let's see. Let's keep going. I mean, a lot of emotion behind this, a lot of energy. I absolutely love this. Let's continue. Mike's in Jersey. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, what's up, man? Barhan, let me chop it up real quick with you, man. It's bad enough that we got 95% of long balls with the flag coming out automatic, man. Let these people play. I understand the helmet to helmet. That's a good look. Helmet to helmet. I got a 4-year-old that's ready to hit like C.J. Mosley, man. Big J-E-T-S, Jets, Sauce Challenge out all platforms, man. Sauce, Mike Luch, hip-hop. But the whole point is we're protecting. We're doing a good job protecting from the helmet to helmet. Let them go after the quarterback, man. Let them hit the quarterback. But do it like basketball. You got the flagrant one. You got the flagrant two. If it gets really bad, you hit them with the flagrant two. The flagrant two could be like a safety. 2 points automatic to the other team, man. The other team ain't going to make costly errors when the game is on the line, man. We could control this a little better.
Yeah, we can't give up points.
Yeah, see, Mike,
I was with you.
Mike, we were both, with you until you're starting to give up points.
How about flagrant one, flagrant two? Flagrant one is 5 yards. Flagrant two is 15. And it's not an automatic first down. It's just 5 yards.
To it.
And if it's 3rd and 8,
you want to put levels to it.
Yeah, then it's 3rd and 3.
I'm all right with the levels to it.
You can't give points away.
I'm all right with throwing the flag to review it. I'm all right with those.
Yeah.
I think you got to figure out something. But I also think we've got to understand that this is a sport that is starting to trend away from its physicality. And nobody thinks that it should be as barbaric as ear holing somebody and head contact. Nobody thinks it should be that barbaric. But we do think that there is a reason why people love this sport. And one of those major reasons why is the physicality. There's no doubt about that.
I know we got to go to break. What I would say is the boxing equivalent is if you went to a boxing match and it was Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder and they were only allowed to throw jabs. That's what the hell we make in football. Don't throw jabs. Let's outpoint each other.
We'll continue with the calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And let's go around the NFL as we play a little blitz or prevent. It's Bart and Han. And they got you, Bart. Look, telling on yourself.
Yeah, that's healthy.
ESPN,
that's AIDS, baby.
Yeah, radio.
Yeah, get the gun show, too. Don't just be hiding on the sauce.
There's levels to this, bro.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Han.
Doug's in Dayton. What's up, Doug? Dougie, we got like 40 seconds. What do we got?
Hello. Doug's in Dayton. What's up, Doug?
Hey, how y'all doing?
It's kind of interesting to listen.
I think KD, he's getting everybody's kind of coming down on him.
Here's what I wish, though. I wish Doug just kept singing.
Bart and Han.
Try to obey my name.
Now, the callers have been great today, as they always are. It's Barton Homer presented by Progressive Insurance. The tweets have been great, too. I've been checking through them during some of the breaks. Mark said something. I think you might like this.
What's that?
He said, Bar, you know what we need? A purge Sunday, where all the quarterback rules go away for one day. Just one Sunday out of the season where it's just crush the quarterback.
What's the purge sound? Can y'all find the purge sound? I forgot.
Here's the thing, though. How many teams would start their backup?
Yeah,
how many backups would retire? Like, I'm all set.
Teddy, go get him, Teddy. What?
Teddy. Yeah, Teddy was perfect.
They're like, Baker, go. Like, hold up, man. I'm the starting quarterback.
Skyler, you're in. Hell no. Like,
Carson. Listen, let's put that out there. Okay, all the listeners out there, if we had a Purge Sunday, how many of you guys would put your starting quarterback out there?
Nope.
Or your backup quarterback
Can't
out there?
Can't do it. Yeah, Ben Roethlisberger. That's the sound that happened. Because
some people going to say, you know what? Yeah, put Baker out there. I'm done with him. Put Carson Wentz out there. I'm done. So listen, if you would put your starting quarterback out there for a Purge Sunday, call in and let us know why your quarterback should be out there on Purge Sunday.
Or the Purge. Just put him out there. Yes. I definitely think Carolina would be like, put Baker out there. He's got a bad ankle. I don't care. Put him out there.
He's good.
He's got another good ankle. All right, while we get your calls and continue, of course, with them, let's go around the league a little bit with play a little game that we like to play on Tuesdays called Blitz or Prevent.
Here we go. This is Blitz.
Blitz is coming, sack, fumble.
Or Prevent.
God, what a catch.
All right, Bart Scott, let's get away from the quarterback talk for a moment, and let's move into some other potential headlines and topics around the NFL. The first one includes something that you actually kind of hinted to yesterday after the Carolina Panthers fired Matt Rhule. Sense was, all right, where do they go from here? Mm. And you suggested something that then became actually a rumor on the internet. And that is Blitz or Prevent. The Panthers should trade Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah.
And one rumor was that the Bills were talking to the Panthers, although that has been since shot down.
Yeah, whatever.
But there's still some life to that. So, Blitz or Prevent? They should trade him.
I'm a blitz that. Because I believe that, you know, if you go get another young quarterback, McCaffrey's time to want to win, his time is now. He's 20, I think, 6 years old. You know, he probably has maybe 4 or 5 more years of his prime. And if you're rebuilding, starting over from scratch with a young quarterback, then you want to dump the highest salary you have or the third highest salary you have on your books. So, I mean, McCaffrey, but I just think it'd be so unfair if the Buffalo Bills get Christian McCaffrey. Like, really? Y'all basically going to play five wide.
What's the one thing they're missing in that offense? I mean, their quarterback is their main runner.
Yeah, that would be if they get it. Remember what I said? It's funny because we were talking about this. And I was like, man, hell no. Like, man, Goodell, no, man. Hell no, man.
Trade like that goes down.
Straight is like that, Goodell. You had to block that like CP3 to the Lakers, man. That's a cheat code, man.
We throw a flag on that trade. He is 26, you're right, and the potential out after this season
this
is also right. After this season, there's a potential out of the contract.
So why does that make sense, our listeners? Why does that make sense? Because a team can get him as a one-year rental
pretty much,
and let him go, and they don't have to honor the entire contract.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. So the rumor is there. Will it happen, though? Bart says absolutely the Panthers should consider it. Blitz or Prevent continues. All right, Bart Scott, Blitz or Prevent. The NFC East is better than the NFC North.
Blitz that, man. Listen, let's not let these fluffed up paper records fool you, man.
Oh?
Like, I understand that, like, right now, you know, the records are better. But at the end of the day, I think Minnesota and Green Bay are better than Philly. Even though I think Philly is the best team in NFC, I don't believe too much in Dallas as a whole. And the Giants, it's a great story, but I don't know how great they are in the long term. I think they're a good team that's very well coached, and they're not going to lose games because of their coach, and they're not going to lose games because they didn't show up and play hard, right? So, and they have a great player that's making great plays, but eventually, like, all that hard work and stuff, you got to have enough talent. They're not the most talented team, and they're trying to figure it out. So I wouldn't say that. I still am.
You're still taking Packers, Vikings over Eagles, Cowboys, Giants, who are, by the way, 5-0, 4-1 versus 4-1, 3-2.
Yeah, because we're early in the season.
Okay.
Let's see what happens when we get to like week 10.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see where it is. And I'm still bold on the Lions, man. I know they went in.
Four.
I know they just got smoked by the Patriots. I know they went.
They're wearing the Patriot jersey and they got shut out.
I'm telling you that
what
team
in the name
that
of team, Tony Eason is going on.
That team is special offensively, and when they get Jameson Williams and you pair him with St. Brown and DeAndre Swift,
I know you keep bringing that up.
Line, adding team, him to this offense. The Lions next year will be like the Eagles.
Next year's the year, Bart says. All right, Blitz or Prevent continues. Bart and Hahn, Blitzer Prevent. This is going to be interesting based on what you were talking about in the previous segment. Patrick Mahomes is actually better than he ever was with Tyreek Hill.
Nah, that's hard to say, man. I mean, I think he's doing a good job in spreading around. Him and Juju has a bit of chemistry. Him and Kelce always had chemistry. Mm-hmm. But you can't say you're better. I mean, Tyreek Hill is not doing bad, you know, in Miami.
No, I'm saying, but Mahomes is better. And here's, you're disagreeing that.
Yeah, I disagree.
All right, so you're prevent. You're disagreeing. Here's the reason why I say this. He actually said it yesterday, before the game, in one of his interviews. He talked. I think it was Lisa Salters. He talked about how he's a better quarterback because you don't have that easy out, right? That you have to know where all your receivers are. That you have to make sure everybody's getting fed. That it has made him better. And some of the plays that we've seen and the different arm angles, everything else, he has become a lot more in command of that offense than he was before, when a lot of things that happened were because Tyreek Hill made them happen. So that's the reason why I asked that question. And he even said it. He thinks he's a better quarterback now without him.
I think this is a response to Tua's pretty balls, and this is his get back to say, Tua, yeah, Tyreek, I'm better without
you. Probably one of the prettiest balls I've ever caught in my life. So
yes, Tyreek, yes. Keep talking about it. Okay, last but not least, Blitzer Prevent. So Matt Rhule has been fired. We've already talked about that. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
So Blitzer Prevent, Brandon Staley will be the next coach fired.
Listen, he keep doing stupid stuff like going for it in your own territory on 4th and 1. Yeah, he on deck, Claude. And listen, Sean Payton is a dude that's acting like he your friend, but he winking at your girl on the low. He looking deep into her eyes. He making it known that he like her a whole lot. And I tell you what, it's going to be people. He's going to use guys like Drew Brees to reach out to Herbert. Hey, man. Man, you see what he did with me. I'm not even that good. Look how great you are. I'm telling you, man, if I was you,
yeah,
I would sign off on it, man. Y'all would be a Super Bowl contender next year if you had Sean Payton, man.
It's the best job for Sean, too. Everybody wants to bring up, you know, would he go to Carolina? Could he go here? The Chargers.
Herbert and Slater.
I wait for that job.
Herbert and Slater.
And it's L.A.
Yes.
It's L.A., and it's you got those guys as well. So Staley says that he and Keenan Allen have kind of made nice after the tweets yesterday about WTF are we doing.
He don't respect him.
You can tell.
That just lets you know Keenan Allen is one of the veterans on that squad. Just letting you know right now it's a lack of respect for Brandon Staley and his football acumen.
Mm. All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776-4, your calls. That was Blitz of Prevent. That was a fun one. We got through that very well. You only prevented once.
Meh.
Yeah, it's pretty good. We'll get your calls coming up. There's also an anniversary today involving a player, a dynamic player from the past, who is in the headlines today as well. We'll discuss. Bart and Han, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Han.
Alan Han, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. Are you watching that video I made for you?
Yeah, man.
I feel like...
So, it was not to say for me, it was for us.
It was all you.
I appreciate that.
So that's not hard work.
You're getting good at this stuff, son.
I don't know if I'm getting good at it. It only took me like an hour and a half. It's on the Bart and Han Instagram page if you're curious. It's one of Bart's takes. We had a caller. It was a Dolphins fan who called and kind of downplaying like the Jet win over the Dolphins, saying like, I don't think it was anything special. And then Bart just took him to school. Mm. And so I made a little video with the audio that Cam cut for us.
Great teammate.
In a rejoin. And thought it came out nice.
Came out great, man.
And then I put it on the group chat.
Where you found a sushi? Everybody at the Dolphin sushi.
Everybody's talking about everything else. And I'm like, is anybody going to say anything?
Yeah. I liked it, Alan.
Cam liked it because, you know, well, you were part of the production.
Just patting myself on the back.
That's the whole thing, right? I made sure to hat tip you as well. Made sure you got some cred.
It was game day, man. I was locked in on something
Stosh completely about himself. Mm. Typical Chiefs fan.
Speaking of game day, Philly's up 2-1 right now.
Phillies are up 2-1?
Yeah, Darnold just hit a homer, so 2-1 in the bottom of the second. If you wanted to
be a former Met, it would be a sub.
Are you feeling left out?
It would be a former Met doing what he got to do.
It's funny. Out of all the teams, would the Phillies be a team? Would you be shocked?
They got great pitching, man.
I would, and I'm a Phillies fan. I would be shocked.
They have good pitching. Atlanta has, they don't have great pitching. They have good pitching. Houston has great pitching. Right? No one has great pitching other than probably Houston. But they have played better down the stretch. They are like an interesting story. It's just like
it'd be great. Gerard,
they're that team.
Fired.
Like Cam, you're in the playoffs for the first time in like over a decade, right? Aren't you just happy to be here?
I'm just happy to be here, man.
That's what I was thinking. Just happy to be here. But still, Bart, you feel left out. You got to feel left out.
I hope they beat the Braves.
But now that I got the taste of victory in my mouth, I want more. Greedy.
You get greedy. Yeah. That's literally how it does happen. And then reality sets in, and then you're like, yeah, it was nice to be there. See, that's the best part.
I mean,
the best part is when you really weren't expecting to be there and you get there and then you have this hope of maybe some magic, you know, capture something in the bottle and then no, nothing happens. And then you just end up just getting the bottle, opening up and drinking it.
That's why the Jets Super Bowl is going to be so great this year.
Let's see.
Why would you do that?
Sounds like Mets 2015.
That's why the Jets. So, yes, 2015 Mets, that is what that felt like.
Yeah, let's see.
Lightning in a bottle. And then, of course, Stosh has to bring up the fact that the Kansas City Royals, which had a better bullpen.
See if Bryce Harper, man, steps up, man. Like, you know, this one, like, they got
he
stars.
He hasn't been the same
they've had,
since
but they've
the
had
injury.
Stars for a while, though.
Yeah. They've spent enough money. They just haven't been able to make the playoffs, spending all that money. But they're in the playoffs now, and they're winning. We have more of your calls coming up. Stay with us.
Bart and Han.
It's Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott. ESPN Radio. Hey, the road to the World Series goes through ESPN Radio. You can catch all the postseason action presented by AutoZone on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Right now, as the division series begin in the National League, the Phillies and the Braves, bottom of the second, and the Phillies with a 2-1 lead early on in this game. This afternoon, you get a little bit of, you get the Mariners and the Astros on the American League side of things. Then the Guardians and the Yankees in the Bronx at 7:30. And then the nightcap is, that's going to be an interesting series, the Padres and the Dodgers. So, Bart, I tease a little something. Curious if you know the importance of October 11th in sports.
Is it Reggie Jackson home run? Or
no,
like
no.
Oh, okay.
All right.
No clue.
It's the first time and only time a player has suited up to play in two different sports.
Oh, prime time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Deion Sanders played
Atlanta Braves
for the, you're right, for the Falcons, right, in at Joe Robbie to play against the Dolphins.
He took the helicopter, right?
He took a flight, then a helicopter, right, to Pittsburgh, where the Braves were playing the Pirates in the NLCS, and he was in uniform for the game. Now, people think he played. He didn't play.
Mm.
Bobby Cox didn't play him in that game, but uh-huh. Still. October 11th, 1992. Now, Deion in the headlines now as a coach.
I should get Prime on the show. What's up, Bart, baby?
Hey, though, but he does love you.
You know what I'm saying?
But Jackson State beat Alabama State Saturday.
And
Eddie Robinson Jr. is the head coach of Alabama State. And they had a little bit of an altercation in their handshake after the game. And that was kind of interesting. Like, you know, people were happy with what Prime was doing for college football.
Bringing awareness.
And right, and all that
funding.
Stuff. But now all of a sudden it's like, all right.
He's a villain now.
But now you're dominating.
Oh, you're making too much about him, and he's not the only one. You got Eddie George in Tennessee State.
Right.
You know what I mean? You got Hugh Jackson in Tuskegee. Like, so now it's become more high-profile coaches.
But it's a good thing, right? Even if you are the villain, you're still bringing attention. And so that now a little bit of rivalry start to build up, and that brings more passion. So, you know, that certainly did happen. Do we have Eddie Robinson explaining about the walk-off, the situation where they shake hands, and then Deion tried to bring him in for a hug.
The bro hug, right?
And Eddie Robinson pushed him away.
No, he gave him the arm bar, like,
yeah.
Nah, bro. And then Deion grabbed the arm bar and threw it above his head.
All right, so let's hear from Eddie Robinson Jr. explanation.
This pulling away, I mean, we handshaked and that was it. I mean, it ain't no need for no embrace. You know, we ain't friends. He ain't never called me. I ain't never called him. Great player. Everybody wants to goddamn be prime time as a little kid. All right, great player, all that. Playing the game, we got tons of respect for the guy. Doing a great job as a coach, but you can't do all that stuff all week. And then you come back, put your backup quarterback, and you want to run a hitch and go to try to put more points on the board. It's disrespect. Game was out of line, 26-12, 40 seconds left. We had no timeouts. Take a damn knee. You want to try to run a hitch and go. So we started blitzing. We're going to knock him out of the game, too. So that's how we got to play. I mean, it ain't no quarters given. So you want to do that, don't come with me and try to bro hug me like we're friends. We ain't friends. You didn't shake my hand before the game. Why you shaking my hand after the game? Period. That's it.
True story.
I don't mind it.
I don't know if you ever like shake hands before the game. I know coaches talk.
Sometimes
and
they meet.
They like, chopping it up. They just talking, but they don't.
They meet on the field. I've seen that.
Official
Saban's
hand,
done that many times.
The official handshake is usually at the end of the game. It's ceremonial.
Yeah, of course.
You know, and I understand, like, but I feel you. Like, if you feel offended because he go with the backup quarterback running hitch and go trying to get him an easy touchdown so he can say he threw a touchdown at my expense, then he start blitzing, trying to knock him out of the game. Like, yeah. Forget it. We're going to send everybody. We're going to hurt him.
Nothing wrong with that.
And so I can't wait till they play next year.
Yeah, but that's how
it starts.
That's what I mean. Like, in the beginning, it's nice now, because it's just a nice story.
And now you bring us in.
It's sports. After a while, it has to be competitive. Okay, good. So now I've brought attention to this league, but somebody else got to get up at our level so we can start having a reason for you to watch now beyond it's me on the sideline. Let's have these teams and hatred and rivalries and everything else that brings attention. I think that's what this does.
Let's make it a Ravens, Steelers, or Ohio State, Michigan type of thing where everybody start watching and becomes, and now because on social media, people are going to be waiting to see this game next year because now it's going to get the casual fan. Maybe, like, oh, they got
maybe
beef.
It gets on national TV. You never know. But you know what? That's what football's about. That's what sports is about. And that's
you ain't nothing, Russo.
About.
You ain't nothing, man.
Don't soften up football. We'll discuss more next.
Bart and Han.